Hi guys, and welcome to a new episode of Coffee with Kathy and Claire. I'm Kathy.
And I'm Claire, and this podcast is all about sharing our own personal experiences and struggles with modern day parenting.
And having a few laughs along the way. This show is for everyone, mums, dads, grandparents, foster parents, adoptees, everyone.
It's an outlet for all your struggles and to know that you are not alone.
So pop us on your Bluetooth in your car, headphones in while you're going for a walk, or do what I do and wear headphones while I tackle that never-ending pile of laundry.
Or just take the load off and have a coffee with Kathy and Claire.
Hello and welcome back to my favorite segment. This is Kathy with Coffee with Kathy and Claire. I'm Kathy. I'm so excited.
You know,
we haven't done
today?
One of these for a while.
Just because you've only had 4 hours sleep doesn't mean you get to,
I'm losing my mind.
Mess up your lines.
I'm going home for a nap and then I have a doctor's
appointment. Oh, that's all right.
And then I have a doctor's appointment, so I better not sleep.
You get
that.
A nap, I have to go to work. I'll swap you.
Okay.
You can go out and sell some pestos and mayonnaises and crackers.
No, I'll eat them. I like eating those types of things. I don't like to, you know. Anyway, so welcome back to Coffee with Kathy and Claire. And this is our Am I the Bell End episode 10, I think. And are you ready for some?
Go for it.
Let's go.
You know, we haven't done one in ages, so I'm
no.
actually quite looking forward. Oh, shoot. Sorry, guys.
Okay. Okay, ready? Ready? Mm. This is, we're just like chaos today.
I know.
Okay.
I'm having a go at you and then doing the same thing myself.
Okay. Am I the bell end for telling my sister it's ridiculous to divorce her husband?
Right. Loaded. But you can't tell anyone to do anything.
No.
So I know you want me to do it like specifically as soon as I hear the title. But yeah, you can't tell someone to do anything. So at this particular moment in time, you are.
Okay. 23 female, have an older sister, 29 female, who is married to my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law seems to genuinely love her, and they have never shown any signs of a failing relationship. That was, of course, until yesterday when she phoned me crying heavily. I asked her what was wrong, and she told me her friend was a jeweler and was suspicious of the ring my brother-in-law gave her and urged her to confirm the material of the ring. My sister continued and told me that the results showed that the ring was not diamond, but in fact was masonite. Mm. She told me that she didn't tell her husband yet, but she's considering a divorce because she thought that my brother-in-law didn't really love her, even though he supposedly had enough money. I don't know how much money he has, so as of now, I can't confirm if he did or did not have the money for a real diamond. I told her it was ridiculous to divorce my brother-in-law just because he bought her a fake ring. She sarcastically told me something along the lines of, "Thanks for being so helpful," before hanging up. I guess she was in an emotional moment, but love shouldn't revolve around a ring. Am I the bell end?
Oh, not the bell end. I don't think love should evolve around a ring, do you? I mean, like, I'm not being funny, but back in the day, I think you were supposed to, was it like you were supposed to spend like 3 months' wages or something ridiculous?
Yeah, it was. Okay, so basically engagement rings come from when the person had to bring up a dowry, pay a dowry, or it's like a contract promise. So basically if something went wrong, the female would have that ring to be able to sell or do what she needed to do with
like
it.
Like an insurance policy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like a
pretty much.
Like a no prenup, but here's your ring.
But the thing is, though, like, I think in when it comes to buying somebody a ring, you could propose, like, okay, so my husband, ex-husband, proposed with a topaz ring because the ring he originally wanted wasn't ready in time. Because it was getting resized and they didn't have it back in time. So he bought a $100 topaz ring and proposed with that instead.
Yeah.
And about 4 years later, I got my diamond ring. So I think it's the thought behind the proposal. I mean, but also with the ring, she was happy with the ring until her jeweler friend said something about it. She was none the wiser.
See, I don't really know, like, what's the origin of it even? Like, why is it you get an engagement ring? I've got a fantastic engagement ring. Super, super happy with it. I definitely would say it was real because somebody did point out to me, like, that it was real in the same way that this person pointed out that it wasn't.
But if it turned out that it wasn't real, let's say if it wasn't a mined diamond, it was a created diamond.
I wouldn't know any different.
You wouldn't give a shit.
No. But I'm sure that if he spent a lot of money on that, he's probably going to be the other way around.
Like, okay, anyway. So here are some of the comments. Okay. Not the bell end. Your sister is shallow and materialistic.
Well, I was about to say it's quite a materialistic. But, you know, it all depends on the values. If that's something that was really important to her, of course she's going to be pissed off. But I can't really understand them values of it being that materialistic.
Yeah. This person says, not the bell end. The jeweler friend is the bell end. Mm. Everything was fine. She loved her ring, but he had to interfere. Sister is a bell end. If she would divorce her husband over this, if everything else is actually solid. The husband is a bell end if he lied to her about it being a diamond. Mm. Basically, the only person who isn't the bell end is the OP.
Is that what it's boiling down to, do you reckon, then? More the trust had been broken because he gave it to her on the false pretenses that it was. So
well,
it wasn't
he might
about
not have even known. Like, he
might have not known. Okay.
So yeah. It says, and this one said, she needs to ascertain that it was not himself that was him lied to. Your brother-in-law is not a jeweler, and because it's not really about the ring, it's about the potential lie. The ring is an important symbolism for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And lies like that can hurt beyond any material impact. This warrants her having a conversation with her husband before making any firm decisions, but she's not ridiculous for being upset in the moment. Mm. Basically, it goes between... You're the bell end for telling her that she's, you know, she shouldn't be divorcing her husband because it's not really her business. But, you know, someone says, you're the bell end. I think your sister is really greedy for only accepting a diamond ring and using that as a measurement of her partner's love. But she has every right to be upset if she has been deceived and betrayed.
Yeah. Well, the deceit might be more of the issue. But
he might have been scammed.
That's what I mean. It's a bit of a complicated... I was just actually interested in looking up, like, what the origin of engagement rings were because I never really thought about it before.
Yeah.
But apparently, there is a belief that this tradition originated from a Roman custom in which wives wore rings attached to small keys indicating their husband's ownership.
Mm.
They commissioned the very first diamond engagement ring on record for his betrothed, Mary of Burgundy. Apparently, that's just what I've Googled. But
so in this instance, is the OP a bell end for telling her not to be stupid about divorcing her husband?
Oh gosh, she's not a bell end for telling her not to be stupid. It's literally materialistic. Like, you know, but you know, again, as always, I believe, that's my belief that, yeah, she's not a bell end.
I think if he was truly scammed about this ring, like, I mean, Mossonite's still a pretty precious stone,
mm-hmm.
you know, it would be like, it's not like it's glass or a zirconia.
Yeah,
you know, it's still a precious stone.
And also, diamonds are ridiculously expensive. If you're buying, maybe he just couldn't have afforded a real diamond. Like, a real diamond, if you're wanting a decent one, you're looking at about, you know, a lot of money. It's not
cheap.
Well,
literally, they say a really good diamond ring is, you know, at least, you know, 3 to 4 months
wages.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I would actually be angry if someone spent that much money.
I kind of know what you mean there.
I would be like, you know how much we could, like, do with that money?
Mm.
Why would you spend that on a ring? I don't want that. But anyway.
Although, once you own it, you're like,
yeah. I mean, I have to admit, I do have a pretty beautiful diamond ring at home in my jewelry box.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I'll be using that later on down the track to make another couple of pieces that I can pass on to my sons.
Yeah.
Later on when they finally meet the people they want.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's bizarre, isn't it? Because you could potentially get an engagement ring without it being any kind of money, which is... No, maybe you want to recustom it. But for example, we would have lost my mum's engagement ring had I have not passed it down to my sister-in-law.
Yeah, yeah, you mentioned that, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I have mentioned that before. So it was meant to stay in the family because had that not have happened, you know...
It would have gone missing from your
luggage. Yeah, and I think it all just means like what it means to you. So at the end of the day, if the most important thing to you was having a real diamond ring, you know... That's your values, then that's your values. But at the same time, you'd ruin a relationship just because of the, yeah, you, she's not a bellend for saying,
No.
chill out.
Yeah.
Chill out. It's a ring. You're engaged. You know, they used to use just like little bits of copper.
Yeah.
Although, they, you know, that is, that's the origin that I saw from, when I was watching Outlander, you know?
Well, I've seen rings be little pieces of cotton.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, not the bell end.
Not the bell end, I was
Okay.
saying.
Not the bell end.
Yes. Yay. We've actually definitely got that one together. Not the
Yay.
bell end. Are we doing one more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, our next one is, am I a bellend or am I just being entitled at this children's birthday party?
Ooh.
Earlier today, I went to a birthday party for my daughter, six, friend from school. The party was being held at Build-A-Bear, but it wasn't run by the employees. We had cake and pizza in the food court, and then we went to Build-A-Bear to make bears, and then back to the friend's house for the rest of the party. The invitation said each kid, about eight in total, would get to make a bear, and I just assumed that they would get to take them home, since that is what happens at other Build-A-Bear parties we've been to. Me and my husband even pitched in about an extra $30, as we know these can get expensive. We get to the store and the kids go wild getting animals and accessories. As far as I know, the parents didn't put a limit, but I made my daughter stick to just a standard dog with a shirt, which about half the other parents did as well. All is well, we leave the store, and then the friend's mom announces that the children all need to give their animals to her daughter. Cue upset and angry children. They all disappointingly hand over their animals, and the friend wasn't even being nice about it either. Another little boy didn't want to, and the friend ripped it out of his hands. I probably should have said something then, but I didn't. The other parents were pretty baffled too. We get back to the birthday person's house, and our children watch as the friend plays with all her new animals. I left with my daughter pretty quickly, and once we got back into the car, she just started bawling. I felt bad, so we went back to Build-A-Bear and got her a new one. I was wondering if this is totally normal and I should have expected this, or am I being a bellend and an entitled parent? Update. This afternoon at school pickup, me and another parent had a chance to talk with the mum of the party. It wasn't a long conversation, but I'll do my best to reenact it here. Mum's fake name will be Karen.
Love it.
Insert awkward small talk here. Karen, I hope the girls enjoyed Matilda's birthday party the other day. I know Matilda had lots of fun. Fake name. Other mum. Yeah, I was actually wondering about the whole Matilda getting all the bears thing. The kids seemed pretty upset afterwards. Karen. Oh yeah, we wanted Matilda to have a special animal decorated by each of her friends. Me. Oh okay, I was just wondering why the kids didn't get to keep the bears. We even pitched in money, assuming the bears would go to our own children. Karen. Well, I didn't have enough money for each of the guests to make their own, as that would get very expensive. If you want your money back, I'll see about getting it back to you, but I don't see a problem though. Me, okay, well, the kids were forced to give away their creations. Obviously, they're going to be upset about it. I also don't see why your daughter needs all these animals. Karen didn't respond and walked away, offended. What bothers me is she said she didn't have enough money for all the kids to have one, but she had enough for her daughter to get eight bears. It didn't make sense. I'm not a confrontational person, so I probably should have talked to her more about it. However, we kind of worked out that no one's really fighting, but I'm not sure if I'm going to mention it to her again. This isn't really a satisfying ending, but am I a bell end?
No, she's not a bellend for bringing it up. Here's the thing, though. Like, nobody's wrong, but she's definitely more in the right. Does that make sense?
I think
Like, I can, I
if
think, yeah. I was just gonna say though, had the party have been structured in that way, as in like it's a party, all the kids get to make a bear for their friend, and that had been how it had been approached.
Yeah. If they had told them in advance
Yeah, because
that was going to be
kids
for
are
their friend.
obviously they're kids, aren't they?
We've
They
been
make.
to Build-A-Bear
I haven't
parties.
been, but like it looks cool.
They are fun, and it's basically, I don't know, about an hour in the shop. The kids pick their own skin. They have a choice of like four different ones in the same price range. If they want to go extra, then the parent pays extra. And you know, it's quite a cute little party, and the kids get to keep the bears, and that's the point of it, because each of those bears get a special heart that the little child kisses or whispers a message to, and then they put the heart inside the bear,
That's so cute.
and
Yeah,
then
my
they
son's done
fill
them,
the
but
yeah then they fill the bear with the stuffing,
That's in
and
it.
it's stitched up and given to that child. That's their
Yeah.
bear. I think if the parent had turned around and said, look, the bears are for my daughter for her birthday, then that's different.
Yeah, but when she was asking if she's being entitled, for me personally, it seems as though actually the parents were being entitled for their kid, essentially, in
No,
that
well, the thing is,
situation.
though, a Build-A-Bear party, everybody knows. It's not like going to McDonald's party and then all
Yeah.
the Happy Meals go to the birthday kid. Do you know what I mean? It's
Yeah.
like, no, I think so. Here's a couple of comments, okay? Did you buy a present for the child as well?
I was about to ask the same question, so that's a good question.
I would
Yeah.
honestly consider reaching out to the mum and asking for the money back, the $30 she put towards the party,
Which she
since
says she'd do, right?
she said she would give it back, or would look at getting it back to her. Since your daughter didn't get to keep her bear, you intended to pay because you figured your daughter would be keeping the animal.
Yeah, miscommunication there.
Depending on how much the $30 and making a point is worth to you, because this is bound to start some drama. I feel bad for the kid though, because no one's going to want to come to any
I
birthday party
know,
in any
that's what I was
again.
feeling really sorry for the child. Here's the thing, what would you do? I know you would say something about it. I know, well, at least I suspect you would. I think, I don't know what I'd do.
Okay, I would
I feel
ask.
really
I
awkward.
would ask for the money back.
Okay.
I would probably just PayPal up them, like PayPal request them for it back. And I would have gone and taken my child to get another bear. I don't think the mum was in line ripping the bear out of the kid's hand. You know, like, because the little boy didn't want to give his bear up, so she literally tore it out of his hands.
Oh, what the mum, is that what you were saying? So the parent
The parent of the birthday girl
ripped it out of the
ripped it out
hand.
of the hand of another child
Oh no.
and
See,
gave
I
it to
think if that was happening and it was the kid's birthday, I'd have been like, I'm just trying to think how I would have dealt with it. They'd been like, okay, that's weird,
I
but
think everyone
okay,
was
try
just
and
in
talk them
sh
into it.
I
I don't
think
know.
everyone was just in shock. And
Yeah.
then when they got back to the party, they're like, well, she's just sat there playing with all the bears. What the
Why are
heck
you
is
not
going
playing with the
on?
kids?
Yeah. So I think I would have just gone and been like,
It's
hey,
just, it is a bit
I would have
weird.
been like, hey, you know what? We're gonna leave. And probably would have been passive aggressive and saying something like, we're just gonna go back to Build-A-Bear and get our own bear and we'll see you later. Do you know what I mean? I think I'd be passive aggressive like
I just
that.
feel really sorry for the kid.
I
Like
feel
you
sorry for
said,
all the
like,
kids. Like, you know,
yeah,
I
but
mean,
the, oh yeah, of course. But what I meant is that if the kids were all upset and they've now had, I presume, quite a bad experience at the birthday party, and when they see that kid, how old are they, by the way? Did they not say?
Six.
Six. Yeah, it is kind of the age where they start to form friendships. So
Friendships.
it's a real kind of dangerous age to
Well, I think
have a.
next year, the next birthday I was planning for Harry would be a Build-A-Bear party, because you can get some really
You're going to
good.
get them to give the bears to Harry?
No,
I'm
you
just
don't
joking.
do that, man. I mean, we've got about four or five Build-A-Bears from Build-A-Bear parties that we've been to, and not one has ever said something like that.
Yeah, I've heard about the party, but then I don't know, you know, I know Jared's to be done Build-A-Bear stuff before, but I've never actually have him bring one back. So I wonder what was going on there. You know, like Build-A-Bear Day at like daycare and stuff. They don't bring the bear home with them.
They're supposed to,
Well,
especially if you pay for,
he's never brought. I mean,
especially if
I
you
pay
pay
for the
for it.
day, of course. Obviously, I pay for the day because it's included in like
I'd
the.
be wondering where those bears are.
I mean, I'm sure he's been a couple of times to build a bear and not actually had a bear come home. He hasn't had a bear. I would know if he had a bear
That's a
come
bit
home.
weird. Like, you would think so.
Yeah,
Like,
he hasn't. Although Jared's such a like, I noticed this the other day when we went out, and he's like, he's so funny. He went. Oh, I've got $30 here. How much have you got? And his friend went, I've got eight. And he went, we'll just combine our money then. And I was like, well, that's not really going to work out for you too well if you're combining the
he's just
money.
being generous. I mean, I know
Yeah, that's why I'm
Aiden's.
wondering if he gives the bear
Yeah,
away.
that's what I was thinking. Because Aiden has given his Build-A-Bear, like, because the last time we went to a Build-A-Bear, I was cooking Harry. Harry was in my belly, and Aiden decided that the bear was going to be for Harry. And
Cute.
another Build-A-Bear party we went to, he gave it to my nephew, and
Yeah.
that is his berry. He's now this is now like 8 years later, and he still has that bear.
Yeah,
It's
that's
been
cute.
refilled like three times because he just takes it everywhere with
Well,
him.
just speaking of bears and going off topic a little bit, you know them rabbits, what you call them,
The
the
jelly
jelly
cats.
cats. I was having a conversation of how jelly cats don't die. Like, you know, my daughter's had hers for like 2 years. It's amazing. Well, so since I said that, the throat has had all the fluff coming out.
Oh no.
And it lost an ear and
She
it lost
heard
an
you.
arm.
The belly, the bunny heard
Honest to
you.
God. And I was like, I'm no sewer. I have no sewer. And yeah, I'm getting out my sewing kit
Oh
and
my
sewing it
goodness.
up. Although they lasted 2 years, so I can't really complain.
That's
Two
pretty
and a half.
good.
Yeah,
It's
it's
pretty
not
good for
bad.
like $60 bit bunny, right?
Yeah, and
Yeah.
you can't wash them. Oh, you can't wash them. You try and take that bunny away, mate. When I see people posting on like this community Facebook groups that they've lost the bear, I'm like, oh, you poor thing.
Actually, have you seen our newest chemist that's opened near us? They've got a massive
Oh,
range.
Delilah
They,
literally wets
oh my
herself whenever
God.
she goes in there. Thank God she's in nappies. She was
Your
like, bunnies!
buddies!
But you know what though? She's got, it's just tatty. How can you want to use it? It's just so tatty. Sorry, completely went off topic then. Just made me think of jelly cats. Yeah.
Okay, so somebody else said this is not normal and not okay. They didn't give
No.
any prior warning. I would be livid. To my understanding, the little girl told their friends they could keep their bears. At first, I thought the birthday girl didn't know that she would be given all of them, but judging by her attitude after, I think she maybe knew. So it says, this is strange. Even the
It
website
is
spells out
strange.
that there is a special heart ceremony for each bear, and the bear is the favor for each child. Yeah, everyone's basically saying she's not the bellend for being upset about this. But yeah, I think it's. I don't think there's really any way you can turn around and say, we want that bear back. I would
Yeah.
be especially upset because they got a present for the child on top of this.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. I think it's just massively, could be just really bad miscommunication where it's like, what should have been relayed is that this is a really special bear party. We'd love the kids to make the bear with our kid in mind. We don't want a gift.
Yeah, the
We've paid
bears are
for
for
hot.
our
Yeah,
child.
the bears are for our child or whatever. And then they get the bear minimum, so nobody has to pay any extra. And it's just really bad communication. If it's not bad communication, then it's just really odd behavior, and some people sadly are just like that, aren't they? Just entitled like that.
Well, this person says they have you kiss the bear's heart when they put it in their chest. This is so intimate and loving, the act of actually building the bear for the child. It's the closest thing to being forced away to give away their child. I would
Yeah.
be effing traumatized. This is twisted and wrong. I think
I mean,
this
that's
person,
extreme,
the
isn't it? But at the
mother
same
of
time.
this child is a bellend. The mother of the
Yeah.
birthday girl is a bellend for not even communicating that it was supposed to be a special.
Either a bellend or really, really
Entitled.
entitled, but also maybe just really, I don't want to use the word dumb, but like
Oh,
just really oblivious to like that causing and conflict. Do you know what I mean?
yeah.
Like not a very thoughtful person to think that through. And also, I suppose though, because they did bring it up, I guess if you're in that situation, it's brought up to you, be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I didn't even think about that. But to turn around and be like, what's the problem? Like
Yeah.
that's like, yeah, you're gonna have to check yourself, lady.
It's crazy. All right, so we got one more.
Yeah, go on, go on, go
One
on.
more.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I the bellend for predetermining my baby's sex?
Predetermining.
Yeah. Well, apparently women, some men think that women are the ones who decide if it's going to be a boy or a
I don't
girl.
think she's a bellend at all because I definitely predetermined
Well,
Delilah's.
you know that men's sperm are the ones that decide
Yeah.
what the
The
sex
X
is.
and Y chromosomes,
Yeah, that's right.
yeah.
So women have no control. And then, when men are like, you didn't give me an heir, you didn't give me a boy. Well, that's your fault, actually, mate,
Well, really, it's nobody's fault because you can't actually
No,
choose.
but
But go
it's the
ahead.
man's sperm.
Yeah,
So you
I
can't
understand
blame
from a
the wife.
scientific point,
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. Sorry if the title isn't great. I had a hard time coming up with something that would make sense.
Yeah, true.
Okay, to start, me, 27 female, and my husband, 28 male, have been married for 4 years. His parents, his mother specifically, and I have never had any problems, but we've never quite meshed or seen eye to eye. We've always got along and been civil. Our future family has been the talk for years. My husband will be the last of his siblings to have children. All of his siblings have at least one. It's been a running joke in our family that if our first happens to be a girl, she wouldn't be accepted because everyone else had a boy for a firstborn. The joke has never quite sat right with me, but I've laughed it off because I didn't want to start anything, and maybe I'm just being sensitive. Fast forward to a few months ago, we started trying. It took me 3 months to get pregnant, and we tracked my cycle and had scheduled sex for the best chance. So, like,
Yeah, I get.
before and after ovulation and stuff. Infertility runs in my family, and my hubby and I agreed on a big family, so I've been worried about starting a family so late in the game. When I did get pregnant, we were overjoyed. We had all the typical couple conversations that come with having a baby, excitement, names, nursery things, gender predictions, etc. He talked about wanting a son. He talked about wanting a son first so he could be the big strong leader for all his younger siblings and carry on the family name, a big dream instilled by his parents. I expressed my desire to have a little girl so I could dress her up and match with. It became playful banter. He'd referred to the baby as a son and I would call our baby a daughter. A week before our gender scan, I searched up all the old wives' tales and made a chart we could fill out together to see who could hypothetically win our bet. It included the ring test, the Chinese horoscope, heartbeat, cravings, etc. The result ended up being 50-50 in the end, which made us more excited to find out for certain at the scan. The following week, we went to our appointment and discovered the baby is a girl.
Mm-hmm.
We both were extremely excited. My husband was disappointed to lose, but he told me he was overjoyed to be raising a daughter by my side. That night, we called our families to share the news, and after calling his family, his mother asked to speak to him privately. I went to bed alone as their conversation went on for well over an hour. The next morning, I woke up alone. There was a note on my husband's nightstand explaining that someone would come to the house to pick up his belongings later in the evening. I immediately tried to call him, but realized he had blocked my number. I then called his mum. His mother picked up on the first ring. Before I could have the chance to get a word in, she started chewing me out, calling me a manipulative bitch. I asked her what I had done, and she told me that I'd ruined her son's reputation with my inexcusable behaviors and tendencies. I let her finish her rant before kindly asking what the fuck she was talking about.
Yeah.
She told me the divorce papers were already written up, and I wouldn't have the chance to tear apart the family like I had been intending to do all this time. I asked, less kindly this time, what the fuck she was talking about. To which she told me my husband would be leaving me because our child is a girl. I was gobsmacked. I explained to her that it takes two to tango and there's no way to truly decide the gender of a baby. And if her or her son had a problem with the gender, it was his fault as it's his chromosomes that determine that. She said she had proof that I'd handpicked to have a girl. Like I said before, we used a calendar to determine which days would be best for sex. My mother-in-law accused me of forcing him to do it with me on the specific day where the Chinese horoscope would point to girl. She interrogated me on the sex position we used to conceive the baby, which I gave her a piece of my mind and told her it was none of her bloody business. She smugly informed me that my husband had already told her, and the position we used was 60% more likely to have a girl. If anyone's currently trying for a girl, specifically doing cowgirl, someday in the middle of February should do the trick every time, apparently. She finished off by telling me that my clear preference for my family name was disgusting and she was glad to be rid of me and my manipulative ways before hanging up. I haven't had no contact with my husband since and it's been over a month. He's blocked me on everything. I can't help but feel that this hasn't been his choice. But then again, he's a grown-ass man and I can't imagine his mother controlling him like that. I'm thinking I need to get my own place, maybe a few states away. What do I do? Should I pack and move out? Should I continue trying to contact my husband? Any advice should be appreciated. Am I being a bell end here?
No, you're not being a bell end. But also, I'm really sorry to hear that girl went through that. That's awful. What a really, difficult time for her. And, Jesus, family issues can become complex and emotional, right? But that is taking the biscuit.
Yeah, well, obviously... Reddit ruled them as not the bell end.
Yeah, obviously.
And most of them said, get a lawyer now.
Get a lawyer, but also try and speak to the husband and have some, open and honest communication to try and understand the perspective that he even left. You'd have to know the perspective of that.
Yeah.
That is a very unusual situation. I'm presuming that not many mother-in-laws would turn around and be like, it's your fault that you're having a girl.
I think it also is cultural. I don't know, maybe it's culture. They don't say what culture they are or whatever.
It could be it could be a cultural situation which maybe would make it sort of not understandable but more okay, right, well that would be the reason why. She needs to get advice for sure.
Yeah. So basically she says that she said she should have mentioned originally that she had a gut feeling to record the call with her mother-in-law and so she can have it on hand if it's needed in the future. She said she's trying to catch her husband out of work so she can hear his story. She's basically saying that if this is going to work, she will be requiring many boundaries between me and his mother and she will not be in my child's life until she can apologize to us. A couple of months later, she gave the update. I was able to catch my husband as he left work one night, and I got his side of the story. As I suspected, he admitted he was excited for a baby girl, and after speaking to his mum, she forced him to leave and block me. His mother already had divorce papers ready to go. I tried to tell him we could fix this. We could raise our daughter together away from his mother. Not to discredit any mothers, but I'm hoping that my daughter could have a different home life experience than what I had. My husband had none of it. He said he realized how conniving and manipulative and abusive I was, and he did actually want to go through with the divorce. He said he had no problems giving me full custody of that thing growing inside of me.
Wow.
That's when I said, fuck it. I have no problem leaving a man who's so easily brainwashed by his mother. I'll raise this baby alone. Here's the icing on the cake. I received a phone call from my soon-to-be ex-husband's brother's wife. And she informed me over the phone that she overheard mother-in-law and my husband are going to blindside me in court and take full custody.
Well, sure, they can't do that.
I am livid. I called my mother-in-law and demanded to speak to my husband. All he had to say for himself was that he realized he didn't want his offspring to be raised by a manipulative freak. And even though he didn't want her, he's sure he could grow to love her.
He didn't want her, but he's sure... This was all in the message.
Yeah. No, okay. This is all on the phone. I know I have a good case for myself, but I'm absolutely terrified they'll win the battle and take everything from me.
Well, I think really it's just not fair for anyone to blame for the gender, first of all. But also, because, you know, that's determined by genetics. How stressful.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm thinking that... Yeah, she needs to go to court. She needs to, because this is America.
Legal advice, definitely.
She needs legal advice. She needs to leave the state. Because once she leaves the state, before the baby's born, there's nothing they can do about that baby being born in another state and they can't come and take that kid.
That's also complicated, isn't it? Maybe there's reasons why she couldn't leave that state. She may have a really good support network, which would sound that she would need that.
Mm-hmm.
Just jumping on off ship and going somewhere else is doable, but is it the right thing to do? Who knows? But, like, that's... I've never heard anything so crazy.
Yeah. Basically, he saw the post on Reddit.
Mm.
And he basically says, I was so fucking nice to you. I doted on you like Prince Charming and you never even recognized me. I can't believe you strung me along all of these years. It was never about me or my feelings. And when you actually got pregnant, it became even more about you. I can't believe it took me so long to see every single sign. You were so obsessive over your stupid calendar and we hardly ever used it. You always say that you aren't in the mood. We did it yesterday. I'm so tired. Can we skip a day? Fuck you and fuck the fetus. I'm sick of your games. I can't believe I found out about this pod on a post on a podcast my girlfriend listens to. You betray me 1 month and it's... You betrayed me. It's 1 month till you lose it all. See you in court, bitch.
Okay, because that's going to really help you in court, mate.
Yeah, and then literally several months later... First off, I won the court case. It was long and draining, and I won't go into detail, but it was all thanks to Reddit. Someone connected me to a great lawyer. I have full custody, and he has no rights to her whatsoever. Second, I gave birth to my sweet baby girl a few short weeks ago. Mm. She is perfect and everything I needed. Babies heal the soul more than you could ever imagine.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for everybody, and I believe this app saved mine and my baby's lives. The mother-in-law's reaction was pathetic, to say the least. She sobbed uncontrollably and called me every insult she could possibly think of under the sun. It gave me a secondhand embarrassment, to say the least. The judge didn't take any of her bullshit and was very satisfying, to say the least. So,
you know, it makes you wonder, like, what sort of, like, trauma and what sort of thing they went to become so bitter to get to that stage. Like, that
horrible.
Your mother-in-law needs a lot of work.
I mean, come on. Because your child isn't a boy, I'm going, you're a manipulative person. I mean, yes, there's probably some kind of underlying thing, but, you know.
Well, it sounds like, A, she's toxic and she just didn't like her daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, what excuse can I get to get rid of her?
She's not the bell end. And,
you know,
hang on.
Eventually.
Yeah, sorry. We just had a little bit of technical issue there. So what do you think?
I mean, obviously the mother-in-law would be toxic and we only know what this side of the story, but the courts have obviously agreed, so we can, you know, determine that this is a serious situation.
Well, she kept everything recorded and she,
yeah,
like, you know, for them
paper
to say,
trials.
We're going to blindside her in court. And she probably had her sister-in-law, you know, testify for her saying that they were going to do that.
Yeah, I think She's clearly intrusive and controlling
The mother.
of the son to be able to. She's brainwashed him to like essentially really to go through such a
So that
traumatic event.
they would rather she would rather her grandchild not have a mother than, but also he hooked up pretty quickly with somebody else. Did you see that?
Yeah, so maybe she'd already had someone in line,
So
but
between the time of the gender
yeah.
scan, which is usually around 20 weeks, and the time that the baby was born, which is usually around 40 weeks,
Yeah.
that's only, 4 months.
That's so crazy. What a crazy story. And I hope that she gets all the support she needs. But
Not
how
the
would you,
ballot.
yeah, not the bell end. Like, how would you, I mean, thinking about that, what, that's a good thing to think of for down the track about like being a good mother-in-law. Just after hearing
Yeah.
that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
Like, 'cause,
I lucked out. I got a pretty good mother-in-law, like
yeah.
from, my ex-husband. Like, I still call them my mother and my father-in-law because
Yeah.
they're my children's grandparents. I got a pretty decent mother-in-law. She never meddled. She never was horrible. Like some poor people get some horrible people in their families that they marry into. Oh my God.
I've been really lucky with every relationship that I've had to have a good relationship with the mum or the grandparent, like whichever, or both. But like that's the thing. I think when I have a daughter-in-law, I'll treat her like my own daughter.
Well, that's
That's what
what
I
they
would
said
do.
to me. They said, I'm the daughter
Yeah,
that they never
that's what
had.
I'd be like.
So even though that we're divorced now, nothing changes
Yeah, well,
because
you've got kids together,
that's between me and their son, not between me and them, So yeah.
Yeah, but
Anyway.
let's agree that that is not the bell
It's
end,
not the
not at
bell
all.
end. Yay. All right. So that's it for today.
Yeah.
And this will be coming soon to a Tuesday near you. Today. I think we're just gonna drop this today, I
Just drop
think.
it.
Yeah.
We didn't
So
do one last week.
no, we didn't. No. But yeah, thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you next time for Coffee and Kathy and Claire and Am I the Bell End? So
Bye.
bye. Thank you for listening, guys. You can find us on all the socials, including Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Just search for Coffee with Kathy and Claire and make sure that you follow and subscribe.
Love you all.
Bye.